Well, they're being labelled Generation Job Slacker, a section of the community that refuses to get off their backsides and get a job. Now, we were talking about this a few months back. Business owners were calling me here and saying, it's impossible to find staff. The government's hand was forced when the pandemic hit, of course. They had to do something to prop up the economy. They temporarily doubled the job seeker payment from $560 per fortnight to $1,100. But the new rate has meant some Australians are putting their feet up, knocking back jobs at a time when our economy needs a kickstart. Well, your concerns have reached the office of Senator Anne Rustin, the Federal Minister for Social Services, and she joins me on the line right now. Good morning to you, Minister.
Hi, Chris. How are you?
Very, very well. Thank you for your time on this Sunday morning. We've been told some farmers in Queensland are leaving their strawberry crops to rot in the ground because they can't find fruit pickers. What are you hearing from businesses?
Well, we've heard from businesses right around the country, you know, from Western Australia to Queensland and down south as well, that where they are finding it difficult, particularly in rural and regional areas, to encourage people to come and take up the jobs that they've got on offer. And this is really concerning clearly, because, as you say, getting the fruit off the vines or picked is really important for our markets and for making sure we've got food on our tables. But equally, it's a very damaging thing for people who possibly could be taking up these jobs. To refuse a job is not a sensible thing to do.
And heading into the bush, getting with like-minded people, getting a bit healthy out in the sun, it's got to be a good thing to do, I would have thought. Now, the national unemployment rate is 7.5%, but for 16 to 24-year-olds, it's 16%. Are we raising a lazy generation because of our decisions to prop up the economy?
Well, certainly one of the things that we want to do and we are doing is to encourage people to actually stick their toe in the water and go and have a look for work. And this will come into play on the 25th of September, yeah, where we've said to any person who finds themselves unemployed, but we're particularly interested in young people, and because they're much more mobile than people once they have kids and they get older, it's much more difficult for them to move to get a job. So for young people, it's particularly important. We're saying to them, you can earn $300 before you lose any of your payment. So go and test the market. Go out there, even if it's just a little bit of part-time work, because we know once you're reporting earnings on your on payment, you're much more likely to come off. So I just think, you know, young people need to look up and realise that the long-term benefit of getting a job or trying to get a job will serve their interest. Staying on payment is not a good way to spend your life.
And it's also, an indirect reference. If you're going for a job, say, in 12 months' time or 6 months' time, if you say that during the pandemic, I got work here and I went there and I put myself out this way, it's almost a reference to get another job, isn't it?
Look, clearly, as I said, we know that people who report earnings are more likely to come off payment. And, of course, you're engaged with the workforce. And as an employer, I mean, I've employed people for much of my life. You certainly do take into account what somebody has done previous to coming to you. And if someone has a track record of being prepared to give it a go and go out there and get a job, well, of course, you're more likely to employ them. But equally, we understand that it's a pretty tough job market out there at the moment. That's why we've still got elevated levels of support. But we need to make sure we get that balance between providing that support and providing incentive to work, because the best thing anybody can do is to get involved in the job market where they can.
Yeah, it's a sad reliance that we've developed for people who say, oh, no, I'd rather stop. I don't want to work. I don't want to take that job. I'll wait until, you know, September 27 or 28. Give me a ring then. I've had so many business people ring me on this open line and say that's exactly the response I got. And you know what they say to me? They say, well, that person who said ring me back on the 27th of September won't be rung back. I don't want that sort of person working with me.
Well, the other thing too, as a message to somebody, if you are actually offered a job and you refuse a job, you actually risk your payments being suspended. So
yeah,
to any of these employers, if you are actually offering people jobs and they're refusing them, let us know, because people cannot do that. If the job is offered to you and there is no reason why you can't take it up, you know, there are reasons why people can't do a particular job. If you have no valid reason for not doing that job, we will suspend your payments if you refuse to work.
Yeah. One other issue, and we've all been following in the latter part of last week the situation involving Sarah wanting to see her father and then wanting to go to her father's funeral across the border in Queensland, and what the Prime Minister tried to do to get Anastasia Palaszczuk to see reason. And I mentioned earlier today this grubby attack from Queensland's Deputy Premier Stephen Miles late yesterday against the Prime Minister. Have a listen to this.
You all reported on Scott Morrison nearly crying on Ray Hadley, right? But has he ever cried about the hundreds of people who died in aged care under his watch? Has he ever cried about the Ruby Princess, which saw people spread right throughout this country with COVID-19?
It's a dirty counter-attack. He also went on to say that he was using the attack in the lead-up to the Queensland election to hurt the Queensland Labor government. What are your thoughts?
Well, I mean, listening to that, all you can say is that, you know, a politician attacking another politician for showing compassion is just a whole new level of political low. I don't know what else I could say.
Yeah. Anne Rustin, thank you very much for your time this morning.
My pleasure. Thanks, Chris.
Good on you. Senator Anne Rustin.